U.S. Chess Executive Board open session for Sunday, August 5th, 2018, Middleton, Wisconsin.
Mr. President?
If you have been out in the hallways over the last hour or so, you may, or you've been following the stream of the tournament, you may be aware that the tournament has been interrupted at this point. There is a serious medical emergency that is still underway in the playing hall. The tournament is in a delay until that situation is resolved. Medical personnel are on site dealing with that issue, and we debated whether we should go ahead with the meeting while that was underway. We have decided to go ahead and do it. There's nothing we can do about the situation in the playing hall, and it is in the hands of the folks who can deal with it. But because this is a very serious medical situation, what I would like to open this meeting with is for those of you all who are people of faith, and all of our faiths may vary, I'm going to have a moment for you all to engage with that faith in however way you do it, out of concern for the individual affected and his family. If we could have a moment of silence to prepare for that now, please. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll?
President Alan Preece?
Here.
Vice President Randy Bauer?
Present.
Vice President of Finance Chuck Unruh?
Here.
Secretary Mike Neatman? Here. Members at large Mike Hoffpower?
Here.
Hal Spreckman?
Here.
Ryan Velez?
Here.
Executive Director Meyer?
We met in an executive and closed session, rather, since 1 o'clock. We just finished a few minutes ago dealing with a number of issues, and we have motions coming out of that closed session. Mr. Secretary?
First one is the executive board names the following officers for 2018-2019. Alan Preece, President. Randy Bauer, Vice President. Chuck Unruh, Vice President of Finance. Mike Neatman, Secretary.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Next motion, please.
The next series of motions dealing with committees. The first one we took up is restructuring of some of the committees, renaming and removing or merging. And so all together, we'll do that all together as one. The executive board moves the following committee changes. Rename publications to communication. Rename anti-cheating to competition integrity. Remove the National Event Advisory. Remove Membership Acquisition Task Force. Remove Information Technology Advisory. Remove Clock Working Group. Merge the States and Affiliates into the States and Affiliates Committee, a single committee.
The reason for removing the committees that were mentioned is most of those were task specific, and in each case the people involved with that group had told us their work was done. So that's the purpose for doing that. The Affiliates and States Committee merger. The Affiliates is a new committee that and we've expanded some powers, because right now any affiliates issue comes to us for disciplinary action. We needed a committee to help deal with that. It was the action of the delegates last year that asked us to set that committee up with that sort of responsibility. As we got to looking at that, there was a great deal of overlap between the state's committee and the affiliates, because every state, the state's committee typically deals with the affiliate from that state. Of course, the affiliates committee's scope is broader. It's not just dealing with state affiliates, but it's dealing with all affiliates. So it made sense to put those together, and the chairs of those, the chair of the state's committee had been consulted on that issue before we were making that proposal. So that's the reason behind that. The change in the committee names were requested by those committees, so that made that pretty simple. So without further ado, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Mr. Secretary.
Motion number three is the listing of chairs and EP liaisons. We have continued our practice of naming two, and in one case three in this case, this year, liaisons from the EB to the committees. The first liaison I read will be the primary, the second will be, and third in the one case, will be the alternate liaisons. The motion is this: the executive board names the following committee liaisons and chairs as shown below. In the EB liaison column, the first name is the primary liaison and the second is the alternate liaison. Due to the name changes, I did not resort this, by the way, so it's not quite in alphabetical order. Accessibility and special circumstances. I'll read the chair first: Janelle Lozoff, EB liaisons, Chuck Unrah, and Ryan Velez. Competition integrity: Gary Walters, Mike Hoffpower, Hal Spreckerman. Audit: John Haskell, Chuck Unrah, and Alan Priest. Awards: to be determined, Hal Spreckerman, Randy Bauer. Barber Tournament of KA Champions: John Haskell, Stephen Schutt, our co-chairs, Mike Neiman, Mike Hoffpower. Bylaws Committee: Harold Winston and Guy Hoffman, co-chairs, Richard Ketby, vice chair. Liaisons: Alan Priest, Randy Bauer. Justin Education: Renata Otterbach, chair, and Ryan Velez, primary, Mike Neiman, alternate. I don't miss one. Clubs is
right.
Position here. Oops. Clubs is William Barella with Hal Spreckerman and Ryan Velez. College: Al Lawrence, Mike Neatman, and Mike Hoffpower. Kramer Awards: Frank Brady, Randy Bauer, and Chuck Unruh. Denker Invitational: Steve Schutt and John Haskell, co-chairs, Mike Neatman, Mike Hoffpower. Election: to be determined, Mike Neatman and Alan Priest. Ethics: Hal Terry, Mike Hoffpower, Hal Spreckerman. FIDE Events: Carol Dreggy, Mike Hoffpower, Hal Spreckerman. Finance: Jim Biedenbaugh, Chuck Unruh, Randy Bauer. Forum: Bob Messenger, Randy Bauer, Alan Priest. Hall of Fame: Harold Winston, chair, John Donaldson, vice chair. Liaisons: Ryan Velez and Mike Hoffpower. International Affairs: Michael Konakowski, Alan Priest, and Ryan Velez. Military: Captain Thomas Belke, U.S. Navy retired, Mike Hoffpower, and Chuck Unruh. Outreach: Myron Lieberman, chair, Ryan Velez, Hal Spreckerman. Professional Players Health and Benefit Fund Management: John Donaldson, chair, Randy Bauer, and Alan Priest. Prison Committee: chair to be determined, Chuck Unruh, Randy Bauer. Communications Committee: John Hartman, chair, Alan Priest, and Chuck Unruh. Ratings Committee: Mark Glickman, chair, Mike Hoffpower, and Mike Neiman. Rules: Ken Ballou with Mike Hoffpower and Alan Priest. Scholastic Committee: this is the chair of the Scholastic Council, Arsenio Lauramontre, and Russell Harwood as co-chairs. Liaisons are Mike Neiman and Ryan Velez. Senior: David Grimaud, Hal Spreckerman, and Chuck Unruh. The States and Affiliate Committee have co-chairs Guy Hoffman and Alex Reldia. Liaisons are, and this is the one that has three liaisons, primary is Hal Spreckerman, alternates are Chuck Unruh and Mike Hoffpower. Top Players Committee: Tatev Abrahamian and Robert Hess are co-chairs, Alan Priest, Randy Bauer. Tournament Director Certification: Alex Relia, Mike Hoffpower, and Alan Priest. U.S. Chess Development: John D. Rockefeller V is chair, Randy Bauer, and Mike Hoffpower. U.S. Open: Hal Terry III, Hal Spreckman, and Mike Neatman. Women's chess, Maureen Grimaud, Ryan Velez, Chuck Unruh.
The reason for the three liaisons to affiliates and states is the evolving nature of that and the need to develop the processes for the disciplinary process. So there's going to be a significant amount of work to that. The inclusion of Mike in that is because he has done a lot of the work to get the beginning of that set up. So, and he'll continue to do that. We just think we got to split that work up a lot because there's a lot to be done in that area. Also, the states, the Connecticut Review Group is having Mr. Hoffpower be the liaison to that group as well and continue to manage that process, which he so ably began. The governance task force includes both me and Randy Bauer. So that's not part of the motion, that's just informational. Without further ado then, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Mr. Secretary.
All right, the next motion is committee changes. The executive board makes the following committee membership changes. Competition Integrity removes Sunil Wiramantre. Harbor removes Sunil Wiramantre. Clubs add Charles M. Unruh, Augustine Delvarde, Paul Covington, Dr. Judith Sitare, Abel Telemontes, Lakshmana Viswana, Steve Morford, Kevin Pryor, Robin Ransom, and Sean Manros. The College Committee remove David, and I don't know how to pronounce his name, M-B-O-N-U, Bono, and Jack Hutton. Denker removes Sunil Wiramantre. Finance, remove Frank Camarada, add Ruth Herring. Forum, remove Terry Winchester. Prison, remove Sean Johnson, add David LeClaire. Scholastic Council, move Eric Vigil to the Scholastic Committee, move Steve Schutt from the committee to the council. Scholastic Committee, remove Luis Salinas, add Charles M. Unruh and Jeff Bullington. States, excuse me, states and affiliates, remove Ed Conway, add Lakshmana Wiswana and Stephen Plotnick. Top players, remove Alyssa Malakina and Yuri Shulman. Accessibility and special circumstances, remove Sean Manros and Beatrice Marinello, add Dr. Stephanie Beth Burke. Awards, add Walter Brown. Chess and Education, remove Salmar Ramirez and Ryan Velez. Ryan, of course, is on the executive board now, so he's not on the committee.
All in favor of these committee changes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Secretary.
The last motion that came out of closed session. The executive board moves that the U.S. Chess Federation endorses the candidacy of GM Nigel Short and his ticket for the presidency of FIDE.
One of the members of that ticket is our own Ruth Herring, who is nominated for the secretary position. We had previously nominated this ticket before the deadline. We were not going to endorse any, we nominated it without, and had told them there was no guarantee we would endorse the ticket. That would have been irresponsible until we saw exactly who was running. After we saw who was running, after the filing deadline in July, this is our first meeting since then, and the board in closed session discussed this at some length, and this is the motion that has come out of closed session. All in favor of endorsing the ticket headed by Grandmaster Nigel Short of Great Britain for the presidency of FIDE, and that ticket includes our own Ruth Herring. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. I would like to mention that we do have a delegation going to the FIDE Congress. That delegation includes a number of U.S. chess members. I'll leave somebody out if I name them all. I am certain of that. One of our goals at that not only will be to participate in the governance process and to make our desires known in this presidential race, which will set the governance of FIDE over the next 4 years, but also to look to expand our role on FIDE commissions as much as possible. That process does take time, just like it does here, because the more people know who you are, the easier they have in trusting you to serve the needs of the organization as a whole on a particular commission. I will tell you that in our closed session, we spent some considerable amounts of time with our international team talking about the FIDE political situation and setting some goals and for some folks that we would like to see placed in FIDE commissions, if not this time, then certainly maybe be appointed in the interim if vacancies occur, and then also with a sight on the next election 4 years from now. So that is the process that we have been about. There is an opportunity now for anyone who may have questions or comments. Traditionally, we have opened the floor at this meeting to allow for such. So if you, both mics, I think, are now active. So if you have questions or comments for the board, we are more than happy to entertain them now.
I'm just going to ask, in the spirit of like what we, the final, I guess, some of the final proposals at the delegates meeting, and I know you already addressed there are certain situations which just cannot apply, but do you foresee in general like a more, for certain situations like the use of committees and things or special ad hoc committees, more open and transparent process? I'm referring to the process that was done, you know, with the Chestnut R specifically. Do you think that something like that is less likely to recur?
I think it is fair to say, and Mike Hoffbauer, please jump in with this as well. I think it's fair to say that the approval process bypassing the executive board was something we were not particularly happy with. I'm not sure I can repeat in polite company Mike's initial response to that. And I know I can't repeat mine. So the procedures around that have already been changed. We were blindsided by that situation, and I think the review committee notification of the vendor of the product, while well-intentioned, was as we have already said, was something that needed to go through the executive board first.
And in all fairness, we haven't nailed down and discussed this yet, because the biggest additional piece that we really have to work now is to develop what we think are some appropriate standards, get those and work with the committees that might be responsible for overseeing and advising the executive board on such standards, and iterate that back and forth, so that we can get, you know, comprehensive standards that are available to vendors, so that if they're making a clock or they want to have a chessboard reviewed or some pieces or, you know, an electronic notation device or, you know, whatever it may be, that there are some kinds of standards that they can refer to that appear to, you know, comprehensively cover the subject, and which allow them to have a fair shot at making something that could possibly, you know, has a good potential to pass the certification process, so that the standards are clear up front.
Guy, do you need something? I'm sorry.
I don't think there's too many people in the open here. On the other hand, I don't know when we're going to resume. Those who want to agree to withdraw with their opponent prior to resuming, fine. That down. For those who will come back when we know we can get back in, give you about 10 or 15 minutes warning of when we will resume.
Are there any of you all who are, those of you who are actively playing in the round, would you please hold up your hand, then we'll know how to find you? I think there's just the one. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. And sign up sheet, anybody need a sign up sheet?
I'm sorry to have interrupted the discussion there. Mike was very much involved with that. Mike and Ryan have both served on this clock working group, and I know that one of the processes that still remains to be done, even though we removed the clock working group, their final product is in the works, which is this list of specifications that we want to publish. Right, Ryan?
Yes.
So that's going to be coming out fairly shortly. So we recognize we've got to get better structure around this, and we'll be working on it. How we may select folks to participate in the process, I think, is part of the process work that we're doing on it at this point. Could you go ahead and step to the mic, Daniel?
I also want to talk about the branding and the communication that the executive board can use when, after approving these devices, that we make sure that we're not going too far and above and beyond and giving the manufacturer the leg up and forcing it on a lot of organizers, because that's what happened in this case as well.
I understand, and the concerns are well noted. As I think we mentioned in the delegates meeting, we had an issue with the manufacturer of the chest odor device showing up at Scholastic National Event and going to team rooms without permission to do so. And the National Events Direct Coordinator, as soon as that was discovered, put an end to it. But there's some issues that need to be resolved.
The other piece I'd add to this, and this is my own opinion, it's not any opinion of the board because we really haven't discussed this yet, is that not only should we be publishing standards for the manufacturers and so forth, but given a particular device, that there should be some sort of implementation instructions that are available to event organizers and tournament directors so that if they have that device show up at their event, they understand how to check it and so forth. But then, as we noted before, an organizer or a chief tournament director is free to say, nah, I don't want that device in my tournament, end of story. It doesn't matter whether or not U.S. Chess approved it.
And let's be very clear. The chest odor situation was mishandled. Do I need to be any more blunt about it? It was mishandled. And part of that was a procedural issue. I don't think it was malicious on anybody's part. It was a procedural issue. And so part of that, the first part of that's being corrected, and we still have more stuff we have to develop to finish correcting it. Yes, Mr. Inn.
Well, one thing I was going to say, at the delegates meeting, Steve Shook made what I thought was an excellent suggestion, which was the concept of a conditional or provisional approval where the device is approved for like a testing phase or a beta phase, and then the approval becomes officially effective after some period of time seeing it working in practice. I mean, I don't know if that's been done before, but maybe that board might consider that process of a conditional and then a final approval to see how it actually does work.
All the comments during that part were noted. Ms. Herring.
Hi, I also thought there should be an expiration date on the certification so that if there is a problem with all the rules change and everything and a device is no longer suitable, it will expire.
That certainly is a concern, you know, because we know we do change things, and a device that may meet standards at one point might not meet evolving standards. There also is the problem that, you know, devices will be out in the hands of people. So it's a yes, I get it. It is a kind of a tightrope to walk. Are there other questions or comments that ones would like to make? Some more general in nature besides electronic devices? Seeing none, I have a couple of comments to make in this new role that I have assumed. And then we will announce meeting dates and we'll adjourn.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I do have an announcement.
Go ahead, please.
I'd like to share with everybody.
Go ahead.
It seems it's a little hard right now, knowing what's going on in the other room, to to share some good news, but I'd like to share what has come to our attention during the time we've been here in Middleton. And we're in a position to announce a generous gift for Wayne Barber, who is planning to provide very generous resources to fund 3 scholarships to the winners of the U.S. Cadet, the U.S. Junior Girls Closed, and the U.S. Junior Closed. Dwayne, we look forward to working with you to make these a reality. And, you know, we're going to be working together on the implementation details. And, you know, we just want to thank you, our new Dean of Scholastic Chess, for your continued support of the Scholastic Chess community. So thank you.
Please. Thank you, Carol. I had that on my list, but I'd gotten a little distracted.
Thank you very much, the board, for your support and assistance. I know we can find a good opportunity to support the young people, our excellent fine players, who will come and be a part of what is this organization, United States Chess Federation. And I know that in the future, as we go forward, and we're not, what we're talking about in terms of scholarship is not a year or 2 year idea. And I know that every organization certainly has a budget. It has to be looked at and has to be evaluated. And I appreciate your concern and support for what I was looking for. And I will tell you that I do not stop looking. So there's more to come, and I want to work with the board and with Carol so that we can make certain that we invest in our young people in an appropriate way. Thank you very much.
Clearly, the support of young people in education is right in line with our 501c3 mission. Dwayne's been talking about this for a while. In some cases, I kept telling him, hold on just a little bit. Let's make sure we get a structure in place so that we can properly account for and properly handle things. That structure is in place now, and terms and conditions around scholarships have been set up in a way that makes sense, and the ones that we have out there already have been fully funded. So we're poised to be able to springboard from that. Scholarship programs started, we have liabilities on the books for scholarship programs that started in 2007, and some of which have remained to be claimed. And so we are looking forward to working with Dwayne as we shape that. And we are giving all of you an opportunity to participate in that as well, because we have added to the sections of our, or will be adding very shortly to the sections of our website, the opportunity for all of y'all to contribute to the scholarship fund. For those of y'all who are not familiar with how we talk in the South, all y'all means everybody. Okay? So, yeah, that's a technical term where I come from. We have been working for over a decade to change the culture of this organization, because the delegates told us to. In 2008, 2009, the delegates redefined the mission of U.S. Chess. That mission changed the focus very much from a tournament players club to an educational organization. Consistent with that change that the delegates asked the organization, directed the organization to make, the board prepared and filed changes in articles of incorporation in 2009. It took longer than it should have, but in 2014, The requested change was made with the IRS to change from a 501c4 to a 501c3. And after about an 18 to 24 month review, the IRS granted that change in status retroactive to the filing of the Articles of Incorporation in 2009. Since that time, we have had some voices who have urged us to rapidly make some changes. We have had other voices that have told us that it was inappropriate to make any change at all. The fiduciary responsibility of the board is to execute the mission of the organization as defined in the Articles of Incorporation and as defined by the delegates. So we have been slowly pushing at a great heart, steadily, but slowly pushing at a great big rock. The good news about pushing on great big rocks, if you push hard enough, they start to move. And once they start to move, they start picking up some momentum of their own. One thing that struck me at this meeting was just a palpable shift in the understanding among folks in workshops and in the delegates meeting. You heard it in the reports from President Hoffpower. You heard it in the reports from Dan Lucas. You heard it in the reports from the executive director. Execute the mission, execute the mission. Align what we're doing in programs with the mission. We will continue to do that because it is our legal and our moral responsibility to do so as a board. I would like to thank for his actions over the last year, President Hoffpower. Mike worked diligently on your behalf. We worked very closely together to onboard a new executive director. One of the challenges with changing officers every year is that as soon as President Walters guided us through the hiring process, Gary was gone, and it was left to the rest of us to make sure that Carol could hit the ground running. While Carol had extensive experience in the 501c3 world, she was not terribly familiar with our CHESS culture. And I probably overstated that. She wasn't familiar at all with our CHESS culture. She has worked very hard and traveled many miles to develop an appreciation and understanding of that. And I can't tell you how many hours Mike and I and Carol spent on the phone helping to learn that and transmitting information and just working very, very hard to be as successful as we could in that transition. I also would be remiss if I did not thank former Executive Director Gene Hoffman, who diligently worked as well to help with the knowledge transfer, who remained available to us for a long time after we got done, and who I am absolutely confident that if Carol were to pick up the phone today and give her a call with a question, she would answer it with grace and style. The reason why we made the executive director change in the first place is that Executive Director Hoffman came to us and said, "We need to be further down the 501c3 path, and I have taken you as far down that area as I have the expertise to do it." And when someone tells you that, you honor that. It's an incredible, I think it was an incredible step on her part, and I really honor that request. And we should be appreciative as an organization of all that Gene did in that way. I have completed now 7 years on the board. I have 2 years remaining before my term will end because I am term limited. I have spent the better part, more than a decade, being involved in the governance of this organization. It has been vastly noted that I don't have an extensive background in CHESS. I think that speaks well of an organization, and I think it is a challenge to everyone, for folks who say you can't get involved at this level. Because it's not hard, people. It's real easy. It involves a couple of things. You got to devote time to it, and you have to say yes a lot. Now, I have this difficulty with saying the word no. So I'm really kind of predisposed to saying yes a lot. My wife and children graciously allowed me a whole lot of time to say yes and to be gone. And so my wife is here with us, and Joan, I appreciate your willingness to allow me to serve in this organization. Why have I chosen? Go ahead, please. Why have I thought it's important? Some of you all have heard the story that I became involved with this because I had a third grader who came home one day and said, there's this teacher who came down and said, we're going to have a chess club. Can I participate? And he did. That teacher was my good friend and mentor, Steve Dillard. Steve is no longer with us because he was trying to help a young man with mental illness, and the young man killed him a few years ago. Excuse me. Steve did chess the way one should do chess. We have so many areas where we have one organizer who wants to hog everything. Steve just went out of his way to find ways to expand chess in Louisville, Kentucky. He went out of his way to nurture a group of us to help him with that mission. He went out of his way to train tournament directors. I got started in chess helping with tournaments. I played chess enough to be able to get a rating to be able to get my tournament director certification. Because Steve told me, you got to go do that so you can help me more. One of the proudest days in Steve Dillard's life was the day I became a national tournament director. Just like any teacher, one of the other proudest days in his life were when he had students who earned PhDs and master's degrees, and he kept a running list. I cannot imagine how Steve would feel to see two people who grew up under his guidance at this level of service to this organization that he loved. Part of what I do is to honor Steve. The other reason why I do what I do was echoed in the opportunity that you gave me to go on your behalf to the U.S. the closing ceremonies of the U.S. Championship. And I looked around that room and I saw the players in both the Open and the Women's Championship. Many of them whose names are difficult for those of us who grew up here to pronounce. And I told them this story. This will be where I close. I told them that part of my family tree moved about what now would be a couple-hour trip east of St. Louis before that place was Illinois, before the British came. Part of my family is French and settled coming down through Canada in southern Illinois in what is now Pope County in the 1740s. Move ahead multiple generations, and I came home from college and I told my parents that I was going to marry this little Polish girl from Chicago. they were a little concerned there were cultural differences. My parents went and met with Joan's parents, and my dad came home and said, they're very much like us. All they want is the best for their children. So I looked at this and what I saw and told the players is that that event was the most American event you could possibly have. And it got a chuckle, right? Because many of those players are immigrants. And I said, what could be more American, right? We are a people who pretty much all came from somewhere else. And we all came here, some of us involuntarily, but we all came here and then established the goal to make it the best place we can make it for our kids. And the beauty of this place is that if you have merit, we have opportunity for you. And we saw that in St. Louis. Right? The most diverse place that you will ever see in this country is to walk into one of our national scholastic events. And you see kids of every color, of every creed, from every continent, of every religion. You see Catholics and Protestants and Jews and Sikhs and Muslims and Hindus and everything in between all of that. And you know what they're all doing? Playing a game in peace. I would submit to you that that is the one of the core things that this organization is about. And it is a thing that drives me to get up and give a whole lot of time to make sure that continues. That is at the core of the DNA of who we are. And that is the thing that is worth preserving and worth growing, so that we are a quintessent American institution, a place where everyone can come and everyone can rise on merit. Doesn't that sound like who we are? That's what we're going to be about. As we go through the next year, the board will have a series of themes around its meetings. Most of our agenda for the next year is already set, with long-term strategic things that we need to review. Our next meeting will be the weekend of November 10th and 11th. It will be held in the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Our New Orleans native, Mike Hoffpower, is going to make sure we stay on business, but also allow us to see his hometown city. The weekend of Friday the 11th through the 13th, we will have a three-day meeting to update our strategic plan with inputs from our committees as to programming, budget. We'll review our events priority that we established last year and plan future events support or consideration as we work on the budget. That meeting will be in Orlando as we also contemplate the possible site for the next Supernational in 2025, and it is also the location of our next U.S. Open. March 29th, we will invite the executive board to come in early. We will have our next meeting in Nashville on March the 30th and 31st, but we will invite the board to come in on the 29th and make a trip over to Crossville to visit with our team, as we did last year. Hopefully by that time we'll have some recommendations from the governance task force, at least some preliminary, and we can work on developing strategy. And the idea is to look at our communications programs in depth at that meeting. Then we will add another in-face meeting, the first weekend in June in Chicago. That's June 1st and 2nd. That will allow us to review any ADMs that need to be finalized at that point. So the ADM deadline is going to be the 3rd of June. We can tell the communications department that right now. And we will be looking at long-range planning for our FIDE commission appointments and FIDE relations. The election will be long over. We will have appointments now, but we will be looking at what we will be doing 4 years from now. And we'll be discussing about some events locations, long-term plans for our events. And at that point, we're likely to also review the Connecticut recommendation that should be coming back from our delegate appointed committee for that. So that's the general, there's some other things in those meetings that we're looking at, but that's kind of the general theme of where we're headed for the next year. We do encourage our committees to work on programming. Don't ask us to create programming for you. That has to come from you all up, and then we will look at how we can fund that. But from the committees, those programs need to be consistent with the vision and mission and the strategic guidelines that we have laid out that are well publicized by this point and that we will be reinforcing as we go. So thank you very much for your attendance at this meeting. Thank you very much for your support of US Chess here in Middleton. And we are optimistic as we move forward into the future as we work about changing the world one move at a time. Thank you very much.
Adjourn.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.